So is it bad business or bad policy? Comcast and Time Warner apparently can't take the heat of intense regulatory scrutiny, some tough opposition from a handful of Democratic senators, and apparently after some decisive meetings with the Justice Department and the Federal Communications Commission, Comcast is walking away from its $45 billion master plan to take over Time Warner. With us is Katie Benner, columnist for Bloomberg View. Katie, welcome.
Hello.
So the net neutrality decision by the FCC makes the deal not worth doing or changes radically the Comcast strategy in that they're going to fight the FCC rather than try to join forces with Time Warner. I don't quite get it.
Sure. It's a little bit of both, actually. So you mentioned not worth doing. Let's table that because that comes in later. But what happened with net neutrality and the redefinition of what is high-speed internet? So they decided that high-speed internet had to finally truly be high-speed, 25 megabits per second. And right now the average is 10. And the minute they redefined it as 25 megabits per second, suddenly there weren't very many competitors who could do that. The cable companies have always said in every region there's so much internet competition. You have the telephone companies, AT&T, Verizon, et cetera. So it's a very robust competitive market. But most of the telecom companies can't compete at that speed. And at that speed, suddenly the cable companies have this huge control, massive amounts of control. So then if you combine Comcast and Time Warner Cable, you create this internet connection mega monolithic entity, which is much scarier than cable, because right now, I don't know about you, I can't live without my internet connection, right? It's as important to me as water and electricity, and you don't want a monopoly there.
If anything happened, Katie, to your internet connection, we would stop talking at this exact moment.
Exactly.
Exactly. So that's interesting. So actually, net neutrality makes the antitrust issues much a bigger of a deal for companies like Comcast and Time Warner. So all of a sudden, the FCC and the Justice Department particularly are going to be harder on Comcast. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. And then so for Comcast, the math is, can we continue to fight for this deal knowing that the chances are going to be very slim? And then just as you said, it becomes a little bit easier to walk away. And keep in mind, there's no breakup fee here. So if they do walk away, they don't get in trouble. They don't have to pay a penalty.
So aside from some investment banks being very upset about all of this, not being able to do the deal, the merger didn't go through in the incredible shrinking traditional media market earlier this hour. Is Comcast possibly betting that there's really some fallout that's going to take place here, that maybe Time Warner will be broken up, that one of these companies is going to go away, that this competitive environment that you describe is actually going to result in some companies vanishing from the landscape?
You know, I think what you've raised is a very interesting issue. Comcast is huge, and I think it will be just fine. The bigger issue, as you mentioned, is Time Warner Cable. What happens to that company? Because it's been in limbo for a while. There are people who wonder if Charter Communications, which originally wanted to buy Time Warner and which people thought would buy Time Warner at the end of last year, if they will sort of come back and make another bid for Time Warner Cable. That would be interesting. But at the end of the day, we've seen the cable business, again, like you mentioned, it's shrinking. It's becoming a harder business, a lower margin business. That always drives mergers and acquisitions activity. You always see deal making in that environment. So if not Comcast, I think we will eventually see more consolidation in this space.
You know, and the story of this has been, you know, the networks were huge once and the cable companies were tiny. Now the cable companies are huge. The networks are tiny. We could eventually be – our next conversation, Katie, could be Netflix buying Time Warner. Katie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Katie Benner is columnist for Bloomberg View.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.